In October, the Collingwood Magpies won their first Australian Rules Football Championship in 20 years, and it wasn't easy. The first match ended in a draw, so the Pies, as they're affectionately known, had to play again a week later. They won that game by a record 56 points. Collingwood players and coaches credit their victory in no small part to training in the mountains of northern Arizona, halfway around the world from their seaside home in Melbourne. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker has our story.
The city of Flagstaff, Arizona is perched 7,000 feet high. It's only a two-hour drive from Phoenix, but nearly a mile higher in elevation. The cool alpine air here has attracted world-class swimmers and runners for decades. But late last month, the city welcomed some very different athletes. The Collingwood Magpies sprint around the field inside the Sky Dome on the campus of Northern Arizona University, barking out instructions to one another. Australian rules football, or footy, is sort of a cross between soccer, football, and rugby. The players tackle hard, without any helmets or pads. They run fast, and they run really far, as much as 12 miles in a single game. Star player Scott Pendlebury says training in Flagstaff has really paid off.
Yeah, I think it's been building over a few years, and last year we seemed to be able to maintain our fitness in the latter part of the season, which was really important.
Collingwood has trained in Flagstaff five of the past 6 years. The other year, the team practiced at altitude in South Africa. Head coach Mick Malthouse says it may be coincidence.
For the 6 years we've done it, we've been in the finals, so we'll take it that it's the altitude.
The basic science behind high-altitude training is pretty simple. Because the air at higher elevations is thinner, every breath delivers less oxygen to the muscles, so the body compensates by producing more red blood cells.
There's no doubt in our mind that the altitude itself is, it's a quicker way of getting the fitness levels up.
Which means the team can spend a lot more time on the technical aspects of the game, like ball work and tactics. Coming to Flagstaff was the brainchild of David Buttefint, Collingwood's director of sports science. He first came here in 2000 with the Australian swim team right before the Sydney Olympics. That team went on to win 17 medals, and Buttefint was hooked on high-altitude training.
So what we've found is that at altitude, it takes probably only two weeks to achieve. It will probably take around about 3, maybe 4 weeks at sea level.
But maybe even more important, says Buttefint, is the mental toughness that high-altitude training fosters.
I think one of the great benefits of altitude, too, is that stress, you know, that actual physiological stress, but also the psychological stress. Knowing how to kind of cope with that kind of adversity when they're training, I think, you know, putting the players through that kind of adversity, they develop, you know, real resilience.
Which is essential during the Australian rules football season that lasts from March to October. And the players met plenty of adversity in northern Arizona. On a hike to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back, the team's doctor broke his leg. And during a trek to the top of Arizona's highest peak, Mount Humphreys, team captain Nick Maxwell almost lost some of his teammates.
Yeah, we had a couple of guys who were genuinely, like, close to getting blown away, I suppose. So, yeah, we were literally crawled hands and knees, face, nose against the rocks, up for the last sort of 200 metres, which was an experience in itself.
And now that Collingwood has also reached the top of the Australian Football League, other teams are emulating their training strategies. Sean Anthony, who runs a company that helps bring elite teams to northern Arizona, says other Australian clubs are now training in Park City, Utah, in New Zealand, and here in Flagstaff. He says if your sport requires endurance and you're not using training at high elevation, chances are you're losing out to your competition.
Because pretty much any high-level endurance athlete anywhere in the world is going to be incorporating some form of altitude training. So, you know, we see a lot of swim teams, we see a lot of runners, cyclists, triathletes, those kinds of sports. And just now are starting to see more field sports like Collingwood that have an endurance component.
That's music to the ears of a small city like Flagstaff that benefits from the out-of-town spending. In fact, Mayor Sarah Pressler was so proud of the Pies, she issued a proclamation declaring the last 2 weeks of November the Collingwood Football Club days in Flagstaff. but not before she made them sing the team song. For Only a Game, I'm Daniel Crocker in Flagstaff.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. If wide receiver Stevie Johnson had held on to the ball thrown to him in the end zone in overtime on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills would have beaten the Steelers. But he didn't hold on to the ball, and after the game, which Buffalo lost, Johnson's buttery fingers tweeted as follows. I praise you 24/7, many exclamation points, and this is how you do me, many more exclamation points. You expect me to learn from this, many question marks. How, many more question marks. I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though. There is no record of a reply, perhaps because there's nobody selling blackberries up yonder.